2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen. KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. You're here with Kate Clune and Leah Murray, and we are going to talk about how the Democrats are astonished.
I love this word. Like, they were successful and everyone is surprised.
Yeah, they're astonished that they're voting on any part of President Biden's agenda. It seemed like a lost cause for so long that even they are taken aback at their success.
I know. They were like, oh.
Wow.
We won. Yes, we actually got it done. So, yeah. So what we're talking about is today, and we've talked about this bill a few times on the show. All of us co-hosts have been talking about it, because basically a couple of weeks ago, Senator Manchin came to the table.
Yeah.
Cut a secret deal. Yeah. Cut a deal. And who knows what happened? He saw the light. What happened? Mm-hmm. And so he comes to a deal with President Biden, gives Biden not everything he wants, but a huge legislative victory in August, like 2 or 3 months ahead of the midterms. And pretty much the Democrats are getting climate change. They're getting health care. They're getting taxes. Pretty much everything he has promised.
Yeah, it's still a massive piece of legislation, even though we've consistently talked about how it's pared down.
Yeah.
But, you know, pared down from enormous is still pretty big. And so it has a lot in there. And I think it's really interesting that they're surprised that they did this. I mean, I know we're coming back to this, but they're just like, wow, you guys, we passed it. We did it. This is amazing. Incredible.
Yeah. So let's talk about this just a little bit. So Democrats are not super good at agreeing inside of their party. So one thing I would say about Republicans in the Congress generally historically is they're much better at kind of like, I think, hammering out their differences in conference behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of come out on message and it's
They don't do a lot of public infighting.
Yeah, they're not airing the dirty laundry out.
Which is why, right? I think they've turned on Liz Cheney so hard.
No, I think so. And why Mitt Romney pays for things sometimes, right? Yep. So loyalty matters to them. Democrats... No. So I want to be careful and say I'm not saying...
They don't mind fighting in the restaurant.
That's right. Like, I'm not saying they're not loyal, right? What I'm saying is these are parents who argue at the dinner table about whatever field trip we're doing.
They don't
care
if the waitress is embarrassed.
Yeah, that's right. They are not cringing away from that argument. I love that metaphor. So, yeah. So though they always argue. And basically, this Build Back Better thing... this bill, I shouldn't have said thing. This Build Back Better bill. Oh my goodness, how many B's there for Biden, right? But all those B's really put everybody. So it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez running up against Joe Manchin, right? So all of the factions of the Democratic Party were feeling it, right? So when you're trying to argue this out and you're arguing everything in public, it really seemed dead on arrival, right?
Yeah.
So
Biden, or like they would never agree.
They would never agree. And how is this ever going to work? And how do you get this group to shush so you can make this group happy? And the Democrats are dealing with a pretty feisty progressive wing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And a lot of people more center left who are kind of just managing anyway. And they did it.
Yeah. Now, they did.
Yeah.
And for the most part, Senator Manchin got what he wanted, right? He still gets his pipeline through West Virginia, but they also get a kind of a record amount of money invested in climate change,
right?
Which is interesting.
Right.
And then Senator Sinema also kind of got what she wanted,
right?
Which was to close a tax loophole.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
And a ton of money for the IRS to go after people who aren't paying their taxes.
That's right, because we've talked about this on the show. How they're going to pay for it is by enforcing tax law on corporations, right? So they've got support from retail corporations who always kind of pay I don't want, you know, their fair share. Let's just say that. Yeah. And they're, and because those retail corporations are like, we're paying 22-23%. Amazon's paying 6%. Like, could you make Amazon pay more?
Exactly.
So that's right. The IRS is going to do that and kind of close those loopholes, hopefully. That's how they're going to pay for all this stuff. Yeah. So let's talk for just a second. So what happens in the Senate is you cannot pass it unless every senator is on board when you only have 50. Right. So the Democrats have got no vote margin.
Nope.
Right. It is Vice President Kamala Harris has to vote the tie if they can't get any Republicans. So if you had already lost two Democrats, you're never right. That's what we thought. It was dead on arrival. Mm-hmm. But when Manchin comes to the table, then Sinema kind of comes later. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like he's going to come first. They get what they want because they are the most important pivot senator voting. Does that make sense? Like, so they're going to get everything they need.
And I wonder, too, if there weren't some other Democrats that were willing, especially Senator Schumer, to make some concessions on behalf of his caucus, because there are some tough races happening right now where you see a lot of incumbents being challenged by more progressive candidates or more conservative candidates. And so if they'd like to keep their spot, they've kind of got to prove that they actually do something back there.
Right. And to be able to now walk into a campaign with a major, I mean, this pretty much everything Biden asked for. I mean, like your point's so well taken.
It's small, but it's still
big. It's smaller. Although I would argue this is a lesson learned from a throwback Democratic president, LBJ. He would always say, ask for everything because you know they're going to cut. So if you ask for a giant pie, you're going to get a pie that's worth eating, right? So maybe Biden, 40 years in the Senate, would have learned that lesson of like, ask for the sky. They'll give me, you know. I don't know what's less than this guy.
Do you think that will work on my husband for Christmas? If I'm like, I would like, and then just give him just some out, like an island, just like some outrageous requests.
Give me this huge thing and they'll come back
see,
with this.
See, this bag isn't that big of a
deal.
That's
right. That's right.
I'm going to try it. It worked for the Democrats, the Senate Democrats.
It worked for them.
So I will say that I am so nervous about the IRS money.
Because, okay, talk to me about it.
Because this has happened before where Congress has said, especially Democratic Congress has said, we're going to give more money to the IRS for enforcement. And what usually happens is it's easier to go over or to go after small businesses for audits and families than it is to go after big corporations. It takes a lot of manpower and political will.
Yeah, no, I think this was something that's a little slippery in this, right? Yeah. So President Biden's very excited. And he says, no one under $400,000 a year. We're talking Amazon. We are not talking the local shop. You know what I mean? But nothing in the legislation guarantees that. So what you're worried about, which I think is fair to be worried about, is when it lands in the agency, who then gets to promulgate the rules for how they're going to do this. And they have to deliver, right? Yep. So those agencies are going to write rules without congressional guidelines that say everyone under 400 is a pass.
I find it incredibly disingenuous to promise that no one under $400,000, because anytime that you add money and personnel, you grow the work product. And part of that work product is going after people for the earned child tax credit or for small businesses and their write-offs and things like that.
Yeah.
And so I do worry about people who can't hire an accountant.
Right.
Because our tax code is complicated and companies like Amazon know exactly who to hire to get what they want.
Yeah, I think that's such a fair point. Yeah. I mean, I think I appreciate the intent.
Oh, totally.
Right? That basically says, look, here's the deal. If we have the case that Amazon can get away with all the things, what we want to do is beef up our enforcement agency.
Yeah, so we want it to be fair.
Right, so they can't get away with all the things. And I think that's a selling point. But I hear you, right? Like,
the
worry
is, I'm
still a
little nervous. IRS isn't like, you know, my shining pillar of government,
I know,
bureaucracy.
No, I hear you. And the other thing I think about too, and I've seen ads and you're probably seeing them too, it's like the 87,000 IRS agents, right? So now you've got to, if you're in these tight campaigns, so you're the Democrat, you've got to sell all the cool things I did and don't notice that, you know?
Just pretend
there's not 87,000 IRS agents.
Yeah.
And if I'm the Republican candidate, all I have to do is talk about that, right? Might make it tricky and so that might soften what I think is a huge victory for our Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll cross our fingers and hope we don't get any letters from the IRS.
Right.
The CDC recently released some new guidelines for COVID just in time for school, back to school. And so we're going to talk about what those restrictions are or aren't and how it may affect the labor market more after the break.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.